listening to the Positive Professional Podcast with your host, me, Tracy Yvonne. This podcast is a weekly conversation about all things mental health, self-care, and wellness. And there'll be sprinkles of positivity, mindfulness, and guided meditations.
Welcome back to Season 7, Episode 18. Today's episode begins with a quote that when I read it completely stopped me in my tracks. "Breathe deeply until sweet air distinguishes the burn of fear in lungs, and every breath is a beautiful refusal to become anything less than infinite." And that is a quote by D. Antoinette Foy. Now, this isn't just a beautiful quote, it's a psychological practice. It's a nervous system intervention. It's permission. And today I'm talking about why breathing is more than oxygen. Breathing is resistance. Breathing is regulation. Breathing is remembering who you are beneath your fear. Fear changes the way we breathe. And have you ever noticed that? When you're anxious, your breathing changes. When you're overwhelmed, your breathing changes. When you're grieving, your breathing changes. When you're afraid, sometimes you stop breathing altogether. Not literally, but your breath becomes shallow, restricted, tight. Your body begins preparing for danger, even when danger isn't actually present. The beautiful thing about the breath is it becomes one of the few things that allows us to communicate directly with the nervous system. Every intentional breath tells the brain, "I am safe to slow down." As a therapist, I have been asked, "How do I stop feeling afraid?" And my answer often surprises them. The goal isn't eliminating fear. The goal is learning not to surrender your life to it. Fear has a purpose. Fear keeps us alive. But when fear becomes the driver of every decision, it begins shrinking our lives. Think about it. Fear tells us don't apply, don't speak, don't trust, don't love, don't leave, don't begin, don't forgive, don't try again. Fear always sounds convincing because fear speaks the language of certainty, but growth speaks the language of possibility. And let's think about something. Before you ever had words, you had breath. Before you knew your name, you had breath. Before you learned coping skills, you had breath. Breathing is your oldest companion, and yet it's often the first thing we abandon under stress. One intentional breath can lower heart rate, reduce muscle tension, improve emotional regulation, interrupt catastrophic thinking, increase present moment awareness. Breathing won't solve every problem, but it changes the condition of the person facing the problem. And sometimes that's where healing begins. Let's get honest, and not surface honest, soul honest. What fear has been quietly ruining your life? Fear of rejection, fear of failure, fear of disappointing people, fear of success, fear of being seen, fear of being alone, fear of choosing yourself. Sometimes we're not trapped by our circumstances. We're trapped by the story fear keeps repeating. And I'm going to share more in the next segment. Now let's go back to part of the quote. Every breath is a beautiful refusal to become anything less than infinite. What does infinite mean? It doesn't mean perfect. It means limitless achievement. It means refusing to let fear define the boundaries of your life. Fear means I am still growing. I am still learning. I still have possibilities. I am more than this moment. I am more than this diagnosis. I am more than this heartbreak. I am more than this mistake. Fear you want your identity to become smaller. Healing expands it. Every intentional breath says, I refuse panic. I refuse hopelessness. I refuse self-abandonment. I refuse believing that this moment is all there is. Sometimes breathing is the bravest thing that you can do all day. Not because breathing is difficult, but because staying present is. Breathing is choosing to remain here instead of allowing fear to carry you somewhere that doesn't exist. So let's break this down with the Season 7 framework, completion. Release the fears that have outlived your purpose. Honor how they once protected you, but recognize they no longer have to lead you. Reflection. Ask yourself, what fear has been making decisions for me? When do I stop breathing fully? What would my life look like if fear no longer sat in the driver's seat? In renewal. Today, begin again. One breath, one decision, one moment, one courageous step. Healing doesn't happen because fear disappears. Healing happens because courage begins with breathing beside it. So as I begin to close today's episode, I'm going to invite you into a guided breath practice. And if you're able to, please close your eyes, or you can just put your head down. Take a deep breath in and inhale for a count of 4, 3, 2, 1. And now hold for a count of 4, 3, 2, 1. And now slowly exhale for a count of 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And let's do that again. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, and hold, 4, 3, 2, 1, and exhale for a count of 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And feel your shoulders soften and feel your jaw release. Notice your heartbeat. And now silently repeat, I inhale courage. I exhale fear. I inhale possibility. I exhale limitation. I refuse to become anything less than the person I was created to be. And take one final deep breath in and exhale. And smile. You're still here. You're still breathing. And that means your story is still unfolding. Every breath is a reminder that healing is possible. Every breath is an invitation to return to yourself. Every breath is a quiet declaration that fear does not get the final word. Season 7 is teaching us to complete what no longer serves us, reflect on who we're becoming, and renew our commitment to living with intention. Today, let your breath be your reminder. You're not here merely to survive. You're here to expand, to heal, to love, to grow, and to become everything fear once told you was possible. Until next time, take care of your mind, protect your heart, and remember, you are the most important person in your life. And one last thing as a reminder, I am a licensed clinical social worker, providing psychotherapy services in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Connecticut. This means that I am licensed to work with people living in those states. I am also a trained and certified practitioner and teacher of mindfulness, meditation, and pranayama, also known as breathwork. And a lot of what I talked about today was the power of breathwork. If you live in one of these states and are interested in therapy or learning about mindfulness and breathwork, I'd love to connect. You can visit www.tfordconsulting.nyc to learn more. That's www.tfordconsulting.nyc.
Listening and supporting this podcast, and make sure you're clicking the like and subscribe button. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Stay safe, be well, and don't forget to be the best version of you.